This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was back on the show back in December 4th, 2017, away a little bit longer than I would like him to be, but he is back. We're talking about Avon Resources, LTD. They just moved up on exchanges. Now they're trading on the OTCQB as of today. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. And with us today is the President and CEO, Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett.
You know, there's been so much going on since the last time we talked. What was the significant outcome from last year's drilling program?
Well, you know, we drilled nine holes. There was a total of 2,500 meters drilled in nine holes. Holes four, five, and six, which were our first set of holes on the boundary zone, came back with some tremendous results. We did off of one pad three holes. So that's one, you know, the rig was placed on pads up there so that it's level at all times. And we drilled three holes off it, one at 45, 60, and 75 degrees. And we hit a zone within 16 meters deep. I mean, it was right away. We were testing for a historic high-grade intersection, which was a couple hundred meters to our south. We were going to extend that hole right to that point. But we hit this right away, and it was the result of some ground geophysics or ground geochem. We did a lot of sampling, and we came up with some high grades in rock outcrop, so we decided to drill underneath it and see what happened. So those three holes encountered big, big, broad intersections of, you know, mineralized, you know, well-mineralized, and but they all had a high-grade core. And high-grade, I mean up to 20 grams.
Wow.
Which is significant.
That is
over 6 meters. I mean, it's good intersections, very good intersections.
Now, so we're talking about the flagship property, the Forest Kerr project.
That's the Forest Kerr in
British Columbia.
In the Golden Triangle, it's called Northwestern Quadrant up towards Alaska, the Panhandle. It's just on the BC side of the Alaskan Panhandle, coastal mountain range. So it is extreme weather. You get a lot of snow in the winter up there. We're drilling at about 4,000 feet. Our drill seasons run 4 to 5 months if we're really lucky. But that'd be about it because, you know, then it gets starting to get dark because you're up north. And then you can't fly because we need helicopter support, that sort of thing.
Well, let's talk about that project. One, you guys went out. I saw that you raised $2.32 million private placement. I'm sure you're going to use that money for drilling. When are you going to start going back up there and start drilling on the Forest Kerr project?
Well, we did. We closed that financing mid-April. We did raise over $2 million. We had over $1 million in the till already. So we got $3.2 in the till now. More than enough. We're going to double the amount we drilled. So we're going to drill 5,000 meters on in a program designed to expand. So we're going to go back into that zone we discovered and hit it hard because we do know it extends in a northeasterly and southwesterly direction. So we're going to start chasing it along strike in both directions. And it's also open at depth. So we've got a lot there to work with. We're very fortunate. Most companies, you know, don't get that fortunate out of the gate. So as our second year of drilling, we've got our hands full there, and we've got some other targets we also want to get to. So, you know, we're starting the program thinking we're going to get about 18 holes this year. If we have success early, because we're in a month and a half earlier than we were last year, we'll have the opportunity to turn the assays around quickly. The labs won't be as jammed up as they were last year because we did start later. We started in August last year. That makes a big difference because the labs were backed up like 2 month waiting periods to get assays back. And this year, I think being in this early, we could put a rush on them and get them turned around in a couple of weeks. We know we want to drill. We know we probably have a very high degree of confidence that we'll have success in the initial group of holes. So I think we'll be able to turn those around and maybe even raise more money at a higher price during the season.
My guest today is Jim Pettit. He's the president and CEO of Abin Resources. They trade on the OTCQB now under the ticker symbol ABNAF. They also trade on the TSX Venture up there under the ticker symbol ABN. Down here in the States, their stock's trading on just a tad bit under 10 cents, grossly undervalued. Jim, let me ask you this. How do you see this year shaping up for the Golden Triangle?
Well, I think it's going to be bigger than last year. There's more players up there now. This is a true area play where your stock can respond to other people's news releases. So if our neighbor has success drilling, good assays, et cetera, our stock tends to go with it. And that's what happened last year. We went from 7 cents to 50. And, you know, and in a period of about a month and a half, and then, you know, we started coming out with our results, and we carried on for another month and a half, or month anyways, and then things started slowing down, and the stock comes back down. So what I plan on doing this year, with any luck, is having some very encouraging results to put on top of last year's and extend the, you know, I'm looking for to add value to the stock. And it's already up 10 cents just going in and anticipating the drill program. And it's a nice gentle rise in the market. It's good volume. And I think it's going to do and probably do better than it did last year. And then at the end of the season, I think it's going to stay higher. It's because we've got other projects that we can bring on board so that we're not just this one-trick pony drilling a short season up in northern B.C.
Your market cap's only $4.95 million. That sounds like very undervalued. Let's say after you get back the assays, they look really well. What do you plan on doing there? Are you going to bring it out of the ground, or are you going to farm that out?
Well, I think right now, I mean, we're trading at 20 cents here, and I've actually got on the ABNAF, I'm looking at the ticker, it's 14. It's almost 15 cents. So unless that's a, you know, that's a holdover from prior to trading on the ABN or the QB.
Right.
I don't know, but that would give us a market cap of about 16 million Canadian.
Yes.
Last year it would have, we started out where you're talking about, but right now we're at about 16 million market cap as of this week. And I think we're going to go a lot higher.
And when the essays come back, what's your plans on doing that in-house or farming it out?
Well, for assays, we got to go through independent labs, absolutely. And, you know, they take, I think it's going to be a 2 to 4 week period at the beginning of the season. And then, you know, by the time we start getting into August, September, it could be, you know, 6 weeks plus for turning around assays. But it's very important to get in early. There's only a few companies drilling in this early, and that allows you a lot of leeway with the labs. But the labs are, you know, all over the world. Labs
right.
are just jammed.
And what are the Abin plans for this year for the Golden Triangle?
Well, we're going to, like I said, hit the boundary zone very hard based on what we came up with last year. And we're going to keep drilling that until it ends, like until it's cut off by a fault or whatever. We just don't know yet, but we think it's open. We're pretty confident there. We've got a lot of boots on the ground starting in about 1 week, and they're going to be mapping and doing more surface geochem, which is just sampling, and adding it to the database that we have, and that'll give us drill targets to move to, right? Once we've done what we need to do on the boundary zone, or if we're successful, like I hope we are there, we'll just bring in another rig and we can start drilling these other targets, because they're all based on the same thing that this boundary zone was discovered on.
Absolutely.
Geochem, yeah.
Abin Resources is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. You've been listening to the president and CEO of the company, Jim Pettit. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. They also trade on the TSX Venture up there under the ticker symbol ABN. Jim, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners out there?
Well, it's going to be this is a very unique area to be working in. It's probably the most unique in the world in terms of potential for high-grade discovery. And we know from an exploration perspective, we know a lot more than we knew going into last year. And we know basically the peculiarities of this type of geology, and we have a very, very good understanding, and I think we're going to have far more success this year, and the audience is going to be far bigger this year.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Hopefully you won't wait 6 months next time to come back on the show.
No, absolutely not. Great. Thanks a lot.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.